is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Happy New Year, Dubai. A crowd cheering fireworks near Burj Khalifa, a skyscraper that's the world's tallest structure. Security is tight in the U.S. before ringing in the new. After Sunday's deadly airliner crash in South Korea, says ABC's Britt Clinett at the crash site.
South Korea is carrying out 5 days of safety checks and inspections on all of the country's 101 Boeing 737-800s, while a team of U.S. investigators and representatives from Boeing are here to examine what caused this crash.
President Biden will deliver the eulogy next Thursday for the late President Jimmy Carter at National Cathedral in Washington. Aaron Brown, a respected broadcast reporter and anchor, has died. He was 76. Brown helped inaugurate the overnight ABC News Now and reported for other ABC News programs and earned a Murrow Award for his reporting of 9/11 on CNN. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The new year might bring higher prices on just about anything that is made in or contains parts that are made in other countries. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
There could be tariffs coming in the new year, and some Wisconsin businesses are worried. Eau Claire Outdoors sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere. She worries about shoppers being able to afford the brand she stocks if manufacturers increase prices. UW Eau Claire Economics Chair Thomas Kemp says a significant number of Wisconsin businesses would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment, that's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history. That's according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.
As the nation prepares to ring in the new year, the U.S. Census Bureau projected the U.S. population will reach 341,145,670 at midnight Eastern Standard Time on January 1st. This represents an increase of 2,640,171 from last January 1st and 9,696,329 from Census Day, April 1st, 2020. In January 2025, the United States is expected to experience one birth every 9 seconds and one death every 9.4 seconds. Meanwhile, net international migration is expected to add one person to the U.S. population every 23.2 seconds. The combination of births, deaths, and net international migration increases the U.S. population by one person every 21.2 seconds.
The Packers dealing with injuries. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed their loss to the Vikings and had injured players check in. Backup safety Zane Anderson going through the concussion protocol. Rookie with a quad injury. Jaire Alexander has been trying to return after suffering a torn PCL in his right knee in October. Will he be back in time for the playoffs? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Is there a difference of opinion between what he thinks his health is and what you guys think it is?
Yeah, I can't really get into all that. I do know that he's been dealing with swelling, and, you know, he doesn't feel right to go out there and play.
The Packers will host the Bears this Sunday at noon. Green Bay will likely end up the 6th or 7th seed and face the Eagles, the Rams, or maybe the Buccaneers on the road in the wild card round of the playoffs. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Chicago Bulls at the United Center today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For the rest of today, cloudy skies and temperatures in the low 30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low of 22. For New Year's Day, partly sunny, highs near 26. Thursday, partly sunny and a high near 26 again. On Friday, sunshine with a high near 20.
Right now, 35.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good afternoon and happy New Year's Eve to each and every one of you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to thank you for being here with me on New Year's Eve, and I want to wish you and yours a very, very happy New Year. May it bring you all that you hope for and more. Please be safe out there. Take care of one another. That's one of the things that I want you to hear from me today. Make sure everybody gets home safely. Please do not drive. If you've had any cocktails, call that Lyft or Uber. Make sure your friends and family all get home safe. And I wish you all the best from me to you for a wonderful 2025. I can't wait to come back and be with you live for my first show in 2025 on January 6th. I'll be back in the chair. And again, my thanks to everyone at Civic Media for giving me a little bit of time off. So we're going to close out this segment before we have some of that special curated content that we'll have for you for the rest of this Maggie Dawn Show on New Year's Eve. We're going to close it out with a little bit more of Harry Connick Jr. and What Are You Doing on New Year's? Thanks for sharing it with us here at Civic Media. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought
you're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Happy New Year. You just heard him, folks. His name's Dan Schaefer. He's the political editor for Civic Media. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. We've been recombobulating 2024, and then we're going to precombobulate 2025, give you some things to keep your eyeballs on. We just talked about the fact that we, in the state of Wisconsin, on a local legislative basis or statewide legislative basis, had an election with fair maps. Finally, we had Dems pick up a bunch in the state legislature in highly competitive races. What was the sort of final batting averages coming out of the fall election?
Yeah, so the in the assembly, I would say the Democrats maybe got a little bit less than I was expecting, that many people were hoping for. There was a real chance that they could flip the chamber. They came up 5 seats short. So it's going to be a 54 to 45 balance in the Wisconsin State Assembly and a Republican majority. They're much smaller than the near supermajority status that they had previously. So Democrats were able to pick up 10 seats there, which is significant, and narrow that margin quite a bit. And then I think the real terrific performance that Democrats had in the legislature was in the state Senate. So there were 5 races there, 4 that were either, you know, previously a Republican held or had a Republican incumbent, and then another that was a Democratic seat. Brad Paff was the state senator there. And, you know, it was like, OK, these are the 5 races that are going to be the most competitive in the state Senate. Democrats won all five. So they were able to, there we go. They were able to pick up all five of those seats, narrow, you know, end the Republican supermajority in the state Senate and get it to an 18-15 breakdown and really put the Senate majority in play for 2026 when the rest of the chamber will be on the ballot. So I think, you know, that is a really, really that's something that, you know, Wisconsin state Senate Democrats can really be proud of there.
Yeah, I think overall a big win for democracy, small d, because, again, competitive districts should always be the point. It's how we ensure that our government is actually responsive to us. And I've been heartened to see these changes on the state level, right, on the state and local level here in Wisconsin. You know, everybody pays attention to the national political discourse, but the saying is all politics is local. And that's not only true on a grassroots organizing basis, it's true.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fadeaway, 15th quarter is through. Douglas down to one. Douglas flips it up at the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
After a setback in Bloomington on Saturday, the Badgers return to Madison in the Kohl Center as they look to keep their winning ways rolling. Wisconsin hasn't lost at home this season, a perfect 7-0, and they'll look to remain unbeaten at home when they host the Minnesota Gophers. It's time for a border battle. It's time for Badger basketball. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Gophers with assistant coach Jamie Gleason. We'll take a look inside the Badger numbers and a milestone that might be reached today from Sarah Williams. But up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Elevate your fitness journey with Supps, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the Supps difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Are you looking to stock up for your New Year's party? The Richland Locker has you covered. Sizzle up New York strips, just $9.98 a pound. Make it a seafood fest. Jumbo raw shrimp, 2 to 4 per pound, $16.98. Cooked shrimp, 31 to 40 count, just $8.99 per pound. Craving something special? Lobster tail, summer sausage, and snack sticks. Don't forget the drinks, champagne, wines, beers, and bourbon to keep your celebration going. Head to the Richland Locker and make this New Year's one to remember.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log & Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Center. Big Ten play continues for Wisconsin. The Badgers host the Minnesota Gophers, joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. I was curious from like a coaching philosophy, when your team, like in that first quarter against Indiana got a big lead, but your team was able to come back. When you're trying to come back in a game like that, what is the message to the team, or how do you approach something like that where, you know, if you can get on a run, you're right back in it?
I think, you know, the biggest thing I was trying to emphasize was they were killing us in transition, and that we needed to really understand about our transition defense. But, you know, we had some empty possessions, and that can take a toll on you, you know, mentally, emotionally, and then some of the wheels start to fall off. And I think that second quarter was really killed us. And then we were able to kind of steady the course a little bit, but we were so far behind at that point. And they got some momentum, and they were able to really kind of take advantage of that. But I think for our team, more than anything in those types of games, it's we need to still compete. We still need to try to execute what we're doing. If the game is out of hand, you know, later into the game, we still need to be who we are and continue to play for 40 minutes.
How would you characterize the team's defense this season? Because when you look at a lot of the statistics, this year's team is off to a better start than, for example, last season's some of the key defensive metrics. How do you see the defense on this year's team?
Yeah, I think I would say that we're good. I don't think we're great. I think that there's a lot of things that we still need to be able to clean up. I think, you know, we've got to make sure that we're not giving people wide open threes. I think that's, you know, guard the three-point line a little bit better. And I think our transition defense, I think if we can clean up those two areas, I think that we can become an even better defensive team. But, you know, it's no secret that if you have better defense and then obviously you score the ball, you're going to have more success. And so I think we've emphasized a lot of things, but we still are still a lot of things that we need to continue to get better at.
Your team 7-0 at the Kohl Center this season. What's been the biggest reason why?
I think there's a, well, comfort, obviously, of playing at home. I think there's also, you know, we've talked about protecting our home court and making sure that, you know, each time someone comes in here that we play extremely well and that we expect to win. And so I think our players have taken that to heart. And we got another opportunity today to do that with Minnesota.
Best luck. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. We'll get a scout of the Golden Gophers coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Baskerville.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Bailey Paint & Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Pre-game show continues. It's a border battle. Wisconsin takes on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, joined by assistant coach Jamie Gleason now to talk about the Gophers. Now, the offense the last couple of seasons for Minnesota has gone around Mara Braun. Obviously, she's injured. She's not onto the court. How has that changed them as a team?
Well, they do have very balanced scoring, so I think it kind of forced the team to share the ball a little bit more. So now, like I said, they have pretty balanced scoring, and they're also leading the league in bench points. So once they go to their bench, they have people that are capable scorers as well.
Tori McKinney, she's a freshman, scored double figures in 8 of her last 9 games. What do you see with her?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a lot about her in preparation for this game because she's coming off of her career high. So obviously congrats to her. She's had a great start as a freshman. But she really pushes the pace for them. She's really quick in transition, so we talked a lot about that. So really just containing her, but she does have a lot to her game.
When you talk about their shooting, Grace Grahulski has the most threes made and attempted for this team. So what do you kind of need to be aware with her today?
Yeah, I think overall, like, our game plan for this game is no open threes, no wide open layups, right? We want to force them into contested tough twos because that's what they want to do is shoot the open three. And like you said, Grace Grahulski, she is one of the main culprits of that, made the most, attempted the most from that three-point line.
What kind of defense do they have? I know they lead the Big Ten in fewest points per game allowed, but what do you see when you look at Minnesota's defense?
I think they do a really good job of playing in the gaps. They don't really allow, especially a post presence, to make a big impact in games because they have heavy help. They play well in their gaps, and they also turn you over because of that. So it's going to be important that we take care of the ball today and really just find our most open teammate and be willing to make those passes.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Jamie Gleason. Keep it right here. The Badger Notebook is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Trucks. At Sleepy Hollow, we've got your new truck. Hundreds of pre-owned trucks in stock. Plus, we have service parts and due warranty for Chevy, GMC, Ford, and Ram trucks, including the new 4500 and 5500 series truck. Attention contractors, we stock flatbeds, dump beds, service bodies, and more. And our medium-duty truck center will build your new 3500, 4500, or 5500 series truck to your specifications. At Sleepy Hollow, your one-stop truck shop on Viroqua's north side.
September is National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Hain Meatpacking in Kaukauna reminds you, every year, many American children never get to experience adulthood because of the disease of cancer. It's a brutal killer, merciless, and totally blind to race, creed, or color. Get the facts and join families in our community in the fight against cancer. This message from Hain Meatpacking in Kaukauna, serving the area since 1959. Let's stand up to childhood cancer. Children are our future, and that's a future worth fighting for.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. It's time for the Badger Notebook. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota this afternoon in a border battle. The Badgers off to a 10-3 record this season, their best start since the 2009-2010 season. Wisconsin also perfect at home, 7-0 here at the Kohl Center. That hasn't happened since the 2006-2007 season. But standing in their way, a 13-1 Minnesota team. Now, when you look at the series history, the Badgers have had the better of the Gophers over the last few games. In fact, Wisconsin has won the last four in a row in this series. But overall, they trailed the series. Minnesota leads at 47 wins to 40 losses. Here in Madison, the series is tied, 21 apiece on each side. Also keeping an eye on Sarah Williams here today. We're always keeping an eye on Sarah Williams, but she is now three blocks away from tying Cassie Rochelle for second in the Wisconsin career blocks list. Williams at 178. Rochelle, who played from 2010 to 2015, is at 181. We'll see if Williams can reach that milestone this afternoon. Keep it right here. A quick spin around the Big Ten, then it's tip-off between the Badgers and Gophers. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Audius with you. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. This Badgers-Minnesota game, one of three games in Big Ten women's hoops today. One has gone final as Washington picked up an 84-75 win over Illinois. The Huskies now 11-4 this season. The Illini dropped to 11-3 overall. And also this one in the third quarter at last check, it's Oregon 43, Northwestern 34. Badgers and Gophers coming up next. We'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Live at the Kohl Center, time for a border battle between Wisconsin and Minnesota. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Gophers, 13-1 this season and 1-1 in Big Ten play under their second-year coach, Don Plitzu-White. Amaya Battle is a 5'11 junior, about 8.5 points per game for her. Tori McKinney is a 6'1 freshman from Minnetonka, Minnesota, coming off a career-high 25 points against Penn State last game. Mallory Heyer, 6'1 and a junior, leads the team at almost 7 rebounds per game. Grace Grahulski is 5'10 and a sophomore, shoots the most threes of any Gopher. Sophie Hart is in the middle, 6'5 senior center. For the Badgers, under fourth-year coach Marissa Mosley, Wisconsin is 1-1 in the Big Ten. Carter McCray, 6'1 sophomore, 11 points per game, the second most rebounds for the Badgers this season at 7.5 per contest. Tess Myers is a 5'9 grad student, transfer from Duquesne, coming off 6 points in the Badgers loss at Indiana last time out. Ronnie Porter, 5'4 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota, fifth in the Big Ten at 5 assists per game. Natalie Leitzinger, the 5'8 grad student from Monroe, Wisconsin. And Sarah Williams, 6'4 junior in the center circle for the Badgers. She's from Brooklyn, New York, fourth in the Big Ten in scoring. Opening tip-off picked up by the Gophers. It's McKinney from the right side. Long two-pointer is in. Quick shot from the freshman, as I mentioned, coming off a career-best 25 points last game for the Gophers against Penn State. McKinney averages 10.5 per contest. First possession of the game for Wisconsin. It's Ronnie Porter out of the top of the key. Dribbles to her right, throws back to her left. Leitzinger catches to the corner. It's McCray. Return pass to Leitzinger. All the way to the right side. Ball tipped but picked up by Porter. 10 on the shot clock. Porter flips it to Myers. Long two straight on. Is going to hit off the rim. No good. Rebound higher. She falls to the floor and she lost it out of bounds. And I believe that's going to be Wisconsin ball, and it will be. Minnesota comes in 41 rebounds per game. That's sixth best in the Big Ten. Badgers 30.5 rebounds per contest. That's 14th in the conference. Inbounds pass caught by Williams. Has it near the left elbow. Hands off. Myers. Pull up. 15-footer. Too strong. Rebounded by McKinney. Minnesota ball left to right. In the front court, this is Battle. Outside left. Gives to Grahulski, a three over Leitzinger, and she drills it. That's Grace Grahulski, 29% shooter from the three-point arc, but she takes the most threes and makes the most threes of any Gopher. Williams spins right of the lane. Jumper is up, and that one falls off no good. Rebound grabbed by Heyer. Minnesota ball, 5-0 Gophers. 8:45 to go, opening quarter. This is Battle working, defended by Myers. Has the top of the key, still has the dribble. Pull up, left the lane. Challenged by Williams, shot no good. Rebound Heyer. Offensive rebound, they get it back to Heyer. Three on the right side, and it's in. And Minnesota has come out with a scoring barrage in the first quarter. 8-0 Gophers in a blink of an eye. 8:20 to play in the first. Porter, right sideline, pushes the pass to Leitzinger. Hard bounce caught by McCray, left elbow. Turns and faces higher. One dribble, now trying to hand off, being denied, trying to get it to Myers instead. She'll fire it out to Porter, who pulls up for three. That one's off the back rim, no good. Rebound Battle. Transition time for the Gophers. Battle down low, up over Myers, off the window for two. That's going to force a timeout. First 10 points of the game, just like that for Minnesota. 10-0 Gophers over the Badgers. 2 minutes into the first quarter. Timeout, Wisconsin. Back after this, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Badger fans, today's game brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Matza Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. John Adias with you courtside at the Cole Center today. Fast start for the Golden Gophers over Wisconsin. It's 10-0 Minnesota, 7:58 to play in the opening quarter, and the Gophers are 4 of 5 from the floor. They've hit 2 3-pointers, 2 of 2, while Wisconsin has yet to record a field goal. The Badgers 0 of 4 from the field. 10-0 start for Minnesota. 3 points for Heyer, a 3 for Grahulski, and then McKinney and Battle, each with 2. Here comes Wisconsin. Right to left following the quick timeout 2 minutes into this game. Ronnie Porter outside left for the UW. Dribbles to the head of the key. Pushes it over to Douglas, who gives it up to Leitzinger right in front of the Minnesota bench. Here's Leitzinger. Defended by Grahulski. Off to Williams. Shot clock's at 10. Outside left, it finds Myers. Myers over to Douglas, just right of the wheel. Bouncing, looking for Williams. She has it with 3 on the shot clock. Drops it off inside. Douglas to the rim. No, and a foul. So Sarah Williams with the last second pass as the shot clock was winding down. And thankfully, Hallie Douglas will be going to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Douglas, 3.9 points per game for the grad student from Lake Forest, Illinois. And the first one is in for Douglas. 69% free throw shooter this season, Hallie Douglas. Playing in her fifth season at Wisconsin, and that one is good. So two at the line there for Hallie. First 2 points of the game for Wisconsin. It's 10-2. Gophers lead in the ball. 7:23 to play in the first. It's McKinney outside right. Gets a screen by Hart. McKinney then lowers her head, drives to the rim, gets stopped by two defenders down low. Kick out, Grahulski. Douglas flies by her. Grahulski bounce inside. Hart down low. Good. Low block right for Sophie Hart. 6'5" senior. 52% shooting from the floor this season. Right baseline, Williams' pass got deflected. She wanted a foul, and it's stolen by the Gophers. Grahulski to Heyer, back to Grace, a 3 straight on. Right side of the rim, no good. Hart over the back, couldn't grab it, and it's picked up by Porter. Wisconsin basketball, 6:47 to play, first quarter, 12-2 Minnesota. Porter takes a look over at head coach Marissa Mosley between the circles. Porter dribbles to her right, has it still near the top of the key. Left-hand drive. Kick to the left corner. 3 by Douglas is no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Saved by Minnesota. It was headed out of bounds off of Sarah Williams, I believe, but it was picked up and saved by Battle. Gophers, front court, McKinney. Jab steps with the right foot. Lobs inside. It's caught by Heyer, and she's fouled. Bumped. Did not get the shot away, but it's a good pass down low to find Heyer on the right block. And now the Badgers with three new faces into the game. It's Jimenez, McCray, and Lily Cron. 6:15 to play in the first quarter. So here's Heyer at the free throw line. The 6'1 junior from Chaska, Minnesota misses the first. Heyer, a 64% free throw shooter this season. She was under 50% from the free throw line a year ago. Next one is no good. Douglas corrals for Wisconsin. Pass across the timeline to Jimenez. Steers it over to the corner. Leitzinger bounces down low. It's McCray, double team. She'll kick to the near side. A three by Cron, too strong. And it's ripped down by Heyer. Minnesota basketball, 5:57 to play first quarter. 12-2 Gophers. Battle on the right wing. Finds Grahulski, working on Leitzinger. Flips to the corner where it's grabbed by Rose. Rose working on Jimenez. Rose left to the lane, skips near side. Grahulski lowers her head, rumbles to the rim, missed it, and it's tipped out of bounds. It'll be Wisconsin ball, last touch Minnesota. Wisconsin still has yet to make a field goal in this first quarter. 0 of 6 from the floor. 12-2, Minnesota over Wisconsin. Gophers 5 of 8 from the floor. Badgers 0 of 6 from the field. Douglas outside right, soft touch to Cron at the free throw line. Cron working, defended by Battle. Now bounces mid-post left to McCray. Back out, she finds Douglas. Shot clock is now at 10. Jimenez driving all the way to the rim. Missed it too strong with the left hand. The ball loose on the floor. It's grabbed by Minnesota. And the whistle stops play and a foul called against Hallie Douglas. Rebound was picked up by Annika Stewart, a transfer from Nebraska. And that'll be team foul number 2 against Wisconsin with 5 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Wisconsin hasn't scored in the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Minnesota hasn't scored in the last 2. Stewart for 3 to try to end that. It's no good. Rebound picked up in the corner by the Gophers. It was Heyer with another offensive rebound here today. Stewart turnaround at the Big Ten logo and it falls. 14-2 now, Gophers on top. And here's McCray catching a pass underneath and a foul. Reach in against Minnesota.
Minnesota foul on 21.
Two offensive rebounds for Heyer. She already has a total of 5 for the Gophers. And this Minnesota team out-rebounding the Badgers really early here by 6. Deionis Jimenez comes out of the game. Ronnie Porter in for Wisconsin. With 4:41 to play in this first quarter, it's a 14-2 Minnesota advantage. It's the largest lead of the game now for the Gophers. They started off on a 10-0 run to start this one. Off the inbounds, it's Sarah Williams down on the left, clears some space, missed the short jumper down low, and it's grabbed by Hart. Front court battle. She'll launch for 3. And it rolls in. Third three-point make already in this first quarter for Minnesota. And then Cron loses it on the sideline in front of the Gophers bench. Bobbled the pass. And it's a turnover. Everything is going right for Minnesota. Not much right for Wisconsin right now. Jovana Spasovsky comes into the game now for the Badgers. Leitzinger leaves, and Tess Myers also comes in for Lily Cron. 4:17 to play first quarter. 7-0 Minnesota run. 3, right side, Grahulski. That one's no good. Hart offensive rebound. Kick it back out to Grahulski on the right. McCray closes out defensively. Out on top. This is Rose. Knocked free by Porter. It's loose, and it's grabbed by Williams. That's a turnover. Wisconsin with it. Front court, Tess Myers. Looks to her left and finds Porter. And then Porter gives it up for Williams in transition. Williams gets tackled to the floor and a foul against the Gophers. That's against Hart. 13 foul against the Golden Gophers here. 3:52 to play in the opening quarter. 17-2. Minnesota on a 7-0 run. They're 59% from the floor. Wisconsin has yet to make a field goal. 0 for 8. Williams, top of the key. Pushes it over to Porter. Porter, screen by Sarah. Porter, jumper, free throw line, short. And the rebound controlled by Grahulski. Minnesota front court. It's Grahulski defended by Spasovski. Spins it off to her left. It's picked up by Battle. Williams defends out near the arc. Back over to Grahulski, just right of the wheel. To the left and Hart outside the arc. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Battle has it outside left, working on McCray to the baseline. Shot clock's at 8. Battle brings it back out. Now a mid-range jumper is up and in. 7 points for Battle. A 9-0 run for Minnesota. And it's 19-2, Gophers over the Badgers. 3:10 to play and a timeout taken by Wisconsin. Timeout by the Badgers, but this Minnesota run now up to 9-0 and a 17-point lead, largest lead of the game. Gophers shooting 62% from the floor, 8 for 13. Wisconsin 0 for 9 from the field. Hey Badger fans, get ready for family fun at the Kids Takeover game. Wisconsin women's basketball takes on Maryland on Saturday, January 11th at 1:30 p.m. Now, select young fans will have the opportunity to shadow game day staff and be part of the experience. Can't wait to see you out at the Kohl Center Saturday, January 11th at 1:30. 3:10 to go in this first quarter. Only 2 points coming from the free throw line for Wisconsin. That was Hallie Douglas. Other than that, it's been all Gophers. Badgers haven't put anything on the board in the last 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Following the quick Wisconsin timeout, second of the quarter taken by the Badgers, it's Porter catching the inbounds pass. Porter between the circles, out on top. Ronnie still with the right-hand dribble, pushes a pass to Leitzinger. Leitzinger drops it off, mid-post right, Williams, double-team, kicks it over near side, Myers, extra pass out on top, shot clock's under 10, it's Porter, driving, penetrating, kicking, right side three, up in the air by Leitzinger, no good, and Spasovski over the back, trying to grab that rebound on Battle. Foul against the freshman, Ivana Spasovski. 2:47 to play. Or wait, they're going to say, I thought it was Spasovski over the back, they're going to say Battle. I saw it completely the other way. Battle will be called for that foul. Fourth team foul against the Gophers, so it'll be Wisconsin ball. Porter, around a screen by Williams. Has it head of the key, and she traveled. The defense by Rose was right on Porter, kind of slid that pivot foot, got called for the walk. .240 to go in the first quarter, 19-2. Minnesota leads. Rose bounces left side. This is McKinney to the free throw line. Pulls up. The jumper is missed. The rebound collected by Williams. First rebound of the game grabbed by Sarah Williams. She leads the Big Ten at over 12 per game. Myers. Hard pass over to the left to Leitzinger. Guides it over to the corner. A lob inside for Williams. Ball stripped down low with a double team all over. Picked up by Minnesota. On the floor is McKinney coming up with the loose ball. Now she has it. Outside left. Working on the freshman Spasovski. McKinney strong to the rim. No, but a foul. That was freshman versus freshman. Tori McKinney from Minnetonka, Minnesota, up against Jovana Spasovski from Belgrade, Serbia. And so McKinney steps to the free throw line where she is 95% from the line this season. Coming off 25 points against Penn State, a Minnesota win. And that free throw is no good. Two minutes and 1 second to go in this first quarter. 2:01 to go, 19-2. This is get Minnesota to the 20-point mark. They do a 10-0 run now for the Gophers. Over the last 5 minutes and change for Minnesota, 10-0 run. 18-point lead, largest of the game. Porter throws it over to Leitzinger, top of the key. Leitzinger dribbles to her left, defended by Grahulski. Finds Williams, free throw line. Going downhill to the rim, missed it too strong. Rebound Minnesota. A minute 38 to go in the quarter. Wisconsin still has yet to make a shot from the field. Grahulski inside to Hart on Leitzinger. Turnaround in the lane, no good. Williams gets another one for the Badgers. And here comes Wisconsin, down 18. A minute 24 and counting to go, first quarter. The Badgers 0 for 11 from the floor.
Here's Ronnie Porter standing at the motion W. Porter makes her move, defended by McKinney. Now it's defended by Grahalski. Slip screen by Williams. Porter picks up her dribble near the free throw line. Shot clock at 8. Her pass for Leitzinger is bobbled and stolen. Grahalski in transition. Gives it up to Rose in the corner. This is Alexia Rose. Over to Grahalski out on top. Spasovsky defends for Wisconsin. Under a minute to go. Step back. Grahalski, 3. Banks it in. The bank is open on New Year's Eve for Minnesota. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. It's the fourth Minnesota three-point make. 23-2. Gophers lead. Screen Williams to Leitzinger. Leitzinger, top of the key, left-hand dribble. Finds Spasovsky. Shot clock's at 8. Feeds to Williams. Double team on Sarah. Brings it down low. Falls to the floor. Finds Porter. 3 on the shot clock. Porter to the rim. No good with the shot wide left, but a foul. Shot clock less than a second to go. And now Wisconsin will have an opportunity to stop the Minnesota 13-0 run that's lasted 6 minutes and 54 seconds. And so here is Porter to stop the run, and it's in. So Porter gets the free throw. That's where Wisconsin has obtained their points so far this afternoon. Next one good. So Badgers perfect from the free throw line. 17 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 23-4 Minnesota. Gophers can hold for the final shot with 10 seconds to play in the first. Battle. Around a screen by Holloway. Battle for 3 over McCray. It's short. Grabbed by Porter with 3 seconds. Porter crosses midcourt. Flips it up ahead with 1. McCray layup. Oh, it doesn't fall. As the buzzer sounds to end the first quarter. Porter got it the length of the floor. Then pushed to McCray, who had an opportunity around the rim. Could not convert. Wisconsin 0-for-11 from the field in that first quarter. Tough first quarter. All Minnesota. The Gophers lead the Badgers by a score of 23-4 after the first 10 minutes. We'll take a break, come back with the second quarter next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Rough first quarter for the Wisconsin Badgers. John Audius with you at the Kohl Center. It's a border battle here today between Wisconsin and Minnesota, but it was all Golden Gophers. In the opening quarter, Minnesota 9 of 17 from the floor, 53% shooting. That includes 4 three-point makes by Minnesota, 4 of 8. Meanwhile, Wisconsin 0 for 12 from the floor, 0 of 4 from downtown. The points from the Badgers come at the free throw line, where Wisconsin was a perfect 4 for 4. But tough, tough first quarter. Minnesota scored the first 10 points of the quarter. 10-0 lead before Wisconsin had to take a very early timeout. Badgers also had to endure a 13-0 Gophers run that lasted almost 7 minutes. Minnesota has led by as many as 21 points in this game. Now a turnover to start the second quarter. Kerhalski behind the back in transition. Layup left hand. Good. Kerhalski. Two more on the board for the Gophers to start the second quarter. Spasovsky has it. Flips it over to Leitzinger. Left side. This is the Badgers. Natalie Leitzinger out of Monroe, Wisconsin. Finds Sarah Williams, Wisconsin's junior. Hands off to Porter. Porter trying to zigzag around traffic, has nothing there, pushes it back to Williams, a ball fake, now a shot over Hart from the free throw line, no good, falls off the front side of the rim, and it's grabbed by Battle. Outlet to the right sideline, to Kerhalski, return pass to Battle. Minnesota on offense, 25-4 Gophers. Kerhalski, three straight on, that one's too strong. Chased down in the corner and grabbed by Sarah Williams, her third rebound of the game. Here's Ronnie Porter, accelerating to the front court. Finds Williams, 15-footer is up. That one's too strong, no good. And the ball tipped out to McKinney. Minnesota ball. Gophers early in the second quarter, leading 25-4. Hart down low, step through on Williams, who fell backwards, and an easy lay-in there by Sophie Hart. The senior, 7.5 points per game. Two more on the board. 27-4, largest lead of the game for the Gophers, 23 points. 8:27 to go, second quarter. Leitzinger goes to Spasovsky. She'll try at three on the left side. And it's nothing but net for Spasovsky. First field goal of the game for Wisconsin. 27-7. And now the Gophers throw it away. It'll be Badgers basketball. Jovana Spasovsky got the pass from Leitzinger, and just giving her enough space defensively was higher, trying to cheat towards Sarah Williams, who was posting up. And Spasovsky faked a pass and said, you know what, I'm going to try this. And it's her first three-pointer of the season. A freshman from Belgrade, Serbia. First field goal of the game for Wisconsin. McCray. Left elbow, catches the pass. Fires out to Spasovsky, calls for the screen. Here's Jovana in the lane. Fadeaway flips it up, too strong. Grabbed by the Gophers. Wisconsin defends with 7:39 to play in the second quarter. 20-point lead for the Gophers. McKinney gallops to the rim, no good. And the rebound falls into the lap of Porter, who got pushed down to the court, and a foul against Minnesota. Wisconsin shooting 6% from the floor right now, 1 of 16. Minnesota 11 out of 21 from the field, that's 52%. 27-7, Minnesota, 7:26 to go, second quarter. Spasovsky to Porter, inside, McCray, double team, kick out, Douglas, back inside, here's McCray, up around the restricted arc, it went halfway down, popped out, there's Spasovsky, up and in, off the backboard. Rebound and the putback by Jovana Spasovsky. Minnesota reverse layup tried and no good, thereby higher, and a foul called against the Badgers. So Jovana Spasovsky now with 5 points for the Badgers. And she's got 5 of the 9 points for Wisconsin here with 7:03 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-9 Minnesota. Here's higher at the free throw line. Spasovsky, by the way, just a point off tying her career best here early on in her first season at Wisconsin. 28-9 after the higher free throw. Next one is no good. Offensive rebound, Minnesota. Down low, up with the left hand. Rolls off the rim, no good. It's Stewart. Ball loose, and now a whistle. And a foul called against the Gophers. And it's called against Stewart.
Sophie Hart.
6:58 to play, second quarter here at the Cole Center in Madison. The Badgers have won the last four in this series against Minnesota. But they have to dig themselves out of a hole here against the Gophers today. Let's see if they can do it. Douglas, lots of time left. Right wing, hands off Spasovsky. Kerhalski defends. Now gives it up to Porter. Porter on the move. Working against Rose. Screen by McCray. Porter. Pull up. Got it. And 15 out, Ronnie Porter. 6.5 minutes to go before halftime. 28-11, Minnesota lead in the ball. Battle around a screen by Hart. A long two is nothing but net. 9 points on 4 of 6 shooting now for Amaya Battle, a junior who scores about 8.5 per game for the Gophers. Wisconsin ball, Kron, left wing to Spasovsky. On the floor, step back long two, Spasovsky just short over Grucholski. Rebounded by Grucholski. And now the pass is intercepted by Porter. Porter bouncing for Douglas, transition time, layup good. Porter with the steal, Douglas with the finish. 30-13, Minnesota leading. 5:38 to go, second quarter. Wisconsin has outscored the Gophers by 2 here in the second. Drive, left baseline, step through, Heyer flips it up. No, a travel called against Mallory Heyer. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Wisconsin, after not making a field goal in the first quarter, is 4 of 9 from the floor here in the second. Here comes Natalie Leitzinger. Across the timeline, Leitzinger between the circles. Grucholski will defend. Dribbling with the left hand. Guides it over to Douglas, who directs it now between the circles to Porter. Lobs at the left elbow, caught by Williams. Williams working on Hart, spinning, stepping through, up to the rim. Oh, missed it. Rebounded by Hart, Minnesota ball. Midway through the second quarter now. Driving left baseline, Grucholski, that could have been a walk, goes up, and a hell ball called as one of the Badger players got a hand on that. It'll be Wisconsin ball after this timeout on the floor. 4:59 to play second quarter. It's Minnesota 30, Wisconsin 13. It'll be Badgers basketball after this break. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is Mark.